It's super important to realize and understand that perfectionism can kill all of that. Because especially when it comes to money, even when you are being intentional, right? Even if you're following this very specified, maybe you in this season of your life, you wanted to follow that kind of Dave Ramsey idea of like really specified rules that maybe don't necessarily apply to you, but you need to sort of try to do something. We're trying to hold the line on that look. The thing is, life is gonna life and things are gonna happen and they're gonna knock you on your rear sometimes. And you have to be so intentional that you just keep moving forward. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jack Owner Jax Kreider. And today I wanted to do a little quick solo episode talking very specifically about intention, perfectionism, and the process. So first of all, I wanted to say that, yes, this is related directly to the financial space, but I'm also going to talk about this in a little bit broader way and how it has affected my personal life and also almost caused me a lot of problems in my personal life, right? So yes, let's kind of get into that and talk a little bit about this. So anybody who has listened to my podcast before knows that I talk a lot about intentionality, living intentionally, making sure you have an intentional ideas, thought processes, things like this, right? Why I think it is so important to live intentionally is number one, the RAS, which is a reticular activating system, what it is scanning for. Because when you're being intentional and you are thinking it through and you're writing down what your goals are, etc., you're telling your brain actively what to seek out. You are telling your brain that this is something that's important to me. This is something that matters. And I want to make sure that I accomplish it, that I go there, right? The one thing though that I want to talk to about intentionality is something that can also create problems or even kill it, which is perfectionism. So I don't know about those of you and how you guys were raised or what this looked like for you, but perfectionism was something that was a very high bar in my household and something that was very important and taught. And while I do think it is super important to be the best version of yourself, to really seek after your goals and to push yourself to limits, for sure, perfectionism can kill dreams. It can kill intention. It can kill where you're headed, financially and otherwise. And I wanted to take a minute and really talk about this idea, because a lot of times what happens in our lives, we are taken there for a purpose. And so sometimes as you are going through your life and you're floundering and you are trying to figure it out so hard, the things that are happening to you are lessons on your path. And what's important is to continue down it and to do small intentional steps day over day, even when they don't feel like that they matter, even when you can't see exactly what they're looking like. I have been very blessed with the fact that I am a pretty smart person. And I never realized in a weird way that this is actually a little bit of a negative for me. And when you're saying to yourself, what do you mean a negative? So what I mean when I talk about it being a negative is that I have been able to make leaps in the education space a lot easier than a lot of other people. And so I got this false sense of I should be able to do that in all aspects of my life. And each and every one of us have a unique God-given gift that we are better at than other people. So no matter what it is, whether it's education, whether it's using our hands, whether it is practical knowledge, right? Like so many different ways that you can have sort of like a superpower, if you will, that is unique to you, right? Maybe you're uber empathetic. You instantly know when you walk into a room who's upset, what they're feeling, things like that, right? Like we all have these unique superpowers. And what happens is sometimes that gives us the wrong idea of where we should be, that things should be that easy in every aspect of our lives, that we need to be perfect like that in every aspect of our lives. And when we're talking about just life, and then of course, how it relates specifically to money, right? Coming to financial mastery, it's super important to realize and understand that perfectionism can kill all of that. Because especially when it comes to money, even when you are being intentional, right? Even if you're following this very specified, maybe you in this season of your life, you wanted to follow that kind of Dave Ramsey idea of like really specified rules that maybe don't necessarily apply to you, but you need to sort of try to do something. We're trying to hold the line on that look. The thing is, life is going to life and things are going to happen and they're going to knock you on your rear sometimes. And you have to be so intentional that you just keep moving forward. Because the self-doubt, it's always going to exist. And the constant questioning of yourself, that's always going to exist. And we have to learn to live intentionally, to realize that perfectionism, even if you want it to be the standard, it can't be that you always have that expectation, because it's unreasonable and very irrational to believe that perfection can exist for every single thing you do. And if you are striving for that, I'm going to just tell you that you're going to fall flat on your face and you're not going to get where you nearly want to be in life if you keep trying to always uphold that. Probably the best thing that happened to me in the last 2 years is that I didn't have time for perfectionism anymore. And when you're asking yourself, what do you mean you didn't have time for perfectionism? Truly exactly that. I had so many things going on in my life. I had to take on a second job to be able to make sure that everything stayed afloat financially in the way that I wanted and needed it to. And I didn't have the time to sit in my thoughts, to overthink, to not take action, because my finances, my life didn't allow for it. And in a weird way, it was such a great thing because it didn't allow me to sit and overthink and self-doubt for too terribly long in trying to be just hellaciously perfect, because I didn't have the time. I didn't have the ability to do that. And so
stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy to understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, House U provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. House U, home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with House U. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
I need you, if you're one of those people that you do sit for too long in overthink or in trying to figure out, you know, what's the best route here or, I need you to hear that you literally just need to take a step, whatever that looks like. One small intentional step forward. I also wanted to talk a little bit about self-doubt. So I was sitting in church and I was listening to the pastor talk a little bit about how he didn't understand why he got put in this one position when he felt very strongly, his intention was very strongly another way. And oftentimes we have this intention. We are manifesting, we're meditating, we're doing all the right things to push ourselves financially to this place that we want to be, this heavy intention. And we feel stuck. And we feel like, why are we going through these annoying little pieces that feel uncomfortable and annoying and not where I wanted to be? And there's struggle there. And I don't get it, man. Like, why? And something that he said really stuck out to him, that so often that uncomfortableness, that piece that we don't really want to be stuck in, it's a part of our journey and it's a part of our process. And we need to learn to trust the process and trust to have some patience. So when you are having this heavy intention, when you are thinking through and you're thinking to yourself, man, like, this is where I want to go. This is what I want to do. And I know this is my path, right? Like you're aligned in your thought process of where you want to go and what you want to do and where you want to be. I need you to know that that doesn't necessarily mean that tomorrow it's all going to just align and fall into your lap. And yes, you will see the steps and the signs if you're looking, if you are literally cueing your brain, right? Your RAS to look for the positive aspects, that positive intention. But it's not always easy because there are so often times that we see the big, huge goal. We see the big, huge intention and we don't see the little bitty steps, the process that we are being woven through in life to get yourselves to exactly where you want to be. And that's really hard. It's really hard to feel mastery, to feel financially masterful when life is taking you through this process, this patience of figuring out exactly how to get to where you want, when there's so much noise and when people in your life may be doubting you. So let's step back for a minute and talk about self-doubt. Self-doubt is such an interesting thing. One, in a lot of ways, self-doubt is created to keep you safe. Because whatever is most comfortable, whatever is most, you know, the easiest, let's say, is going to be what will keep you the safest. But safety doesn't breed mastery. In fact, quite the opposite. If you're always sitting safe, you're never going to feel truly aligned. You're never going to feel like you accomplished what you were looking for. You're never going to have that level of success you want. And financial mastery is likely going to elude you. Not because you're not built for it, not because you're not capable or able, but because financial mastery means that you are stepping into your own. You're stepping into your presence. You're stepping into your intention. You're stepping into the uncomfortable, to what you can be, as opposed to what you are. And I'm going to tell you, I've had my fair share of self-doubt coming from a very, very early age, and for a few reasons. So those of you who listen to this, who may know me personally, know that I was the teeny tiniest person most of my growing up years. In fact, I didn't lose my last baby tooth until my junior year of high school. I grew, I think, 2 or 3 inches between my, I think it was my sophomore and my junior year of high school. I grew 2 inches in my 20s. And another inch in my 30s, I definitely had a lot of self-doubt because people always questioned my age. They always doubted me. They always seemed to doubt my intelligence until I started opening my mouth, or my ability until I started proving them wrong. I think this is where a lot of my own intention and my own perfectionism and my own drive to push towards whatever it is that I wanted in life came from, because I needed to prove everybody wrong. I needed them to understand that I held worth and that I wasn't this little bitty kid. In fact, before I started this episode, I actually pulled up and I'm going to show you, for those of you watching with video, a picture. So this is the very last day of 8th grade. And this is me right here in the lime green. And we are all the same age, like within a couple months apart of each other. And so for those of you who can't see the photo, I am probably about 4'6" or so in this photo. And I'm about to go into my freshman year of high school. And everybody else, my best friend, Stacy, was 5'2" since 5th grade. So the difference in height was real, right? And when I started my freshman year of high school, and I started learning to drive a car, right? You turn 15 typically when you are in 9th grade. And I had to learn, in order to learn how to drive a car, I had to sit on 2 phone books to learn how to drive. I couldn't see over the steering wheel otherwise, right? And then I grew up in a family where perfectionism was absolutely the standard. And unfortunately, there is a lot of self-doubt there that has been spoken in to you. And I'm going to encourage you, if you're listening and you're a parent, to be very, very careful about the way we speak to our children, that we should be very intentional in our speech to our children, because there's a lot of noise in the world. And self-doubt from our kids is going to be coming from a lot of places. It shouldn't be coming from the inside of our doors, right? We should be empowering our kids. We should be speaking life into them. We should be speaking intention into them. We should be speaking mastery into them. We shouldn't be speaking self-doubt. And although my parents are both amazing people, and if they're listening to this, I hope that they hear that. They are. They're amazing people. They have really helped push me to really great heights and do really great things. They cause and create a lot of self-doubt within me, even still now. Even at the age that I am, they constantly will be questioning me. And if they feel like that, I haven't done it the way they would do it. And I think maybe that's part of the reason I'm also so passionate about mastery looking different for each and every individual person. It's why I'm not going to tell you specifically the way you set your intention. I will give you ideas. I will give you thoughts. I will tell you that intention is important because it is. The science, the math, all the things back me on that. But I will not tell you how to set your intention. I will not tell you how to live your life because that's not my decision. And you won't reach mastery if you do the Jack Kreider way of mastery, right? If I say, well, you need to own a home at this age and you need to do this at this age and you need to invest this much money into your retirement account and you need to do this that way, you're not going to live an intentional life and you're not going to have financial mastery. And it's why I'm kind of anti Dave Ramsey and some of the talking heads. It's not because I don't feel like that some of the things that they do work. Absolutely, a lot of them work. However, I need you to hear that you do have every single bit of success living inside you already. You're just going to have to lean into it. You're just going to have to be intentional with it. You're just going to have to step in and know that you have to cut through the noise of self-doubt, that you have to think very seriously about what it is you want. And it is okay for this to change with the course of time. Every single thing that I wanted in my 20s isn't every single thing that I wanted in my 30s. Isn't every single thing that I wanted in my 40s. I'm constantly shifting my intention to sharpen that blade, to make it better, to make it more aligned with my life and what that looks like, and taking intentional tiny steps forward. I probably lost a good decade of my life of being able to master things in a high level because of my perfectionism, because I lived in that, and because I lived in self-doubt. This is why intention also comes with self-talk. The rest of the world is going to question you. They're going to beat you down. They're going to not lift you up in the way you should be lifted up. And so you need to create an intentional self-practice of speaking positive reinforcement into your life and placing people in your life who will also speak that positive intention into you. It's super, super important. If you have people in your life and the only thing they ever do for you is speak doubt into you, question every decision that you make. And I'm not talking about proactive questioning, like, why is it that you're doing that? I think that's amazing. Have you thought about this? There's a right and a wrong way to question, right? So questioning on its face is not bad. It's the way, it's again, the intention behind question. So please make sure that when you're thinking about mastery, when you're thinking about financials, when you're thinking about living a life that is full and rich and truly reaches a level of mastery, financially and otherwise, think about your intention and about the process. And that you do have to have patience with the process and that you have to lean in and you have to quiet the noise. And I get it. That's a lot of little pieces and a lot of little steps. But here's the thing. You're not going to be perfect at it at first. That's okay. But you are going to be able, if you try step by step, day by day, you are going to be able to lean in a way that is beyond your wildest expectations. You're going to see things change and move. Maybe not every single day, maybe not every single month, but month over month. And year over year. But you have to start. You have to start figuring out what that looks like. Part of the reason I created Financial Instincts Framework, which is basically a really high-level program to help you lean into your financial instincts, is to help you figure that out. Like, what even is that? What are my natural instincts? How do I lean into that? How do I figure out what's blocking me with money? I'm going to be real here. Until I started doing the hard work, I don't think I realized that for me, eclipsing my mom, eclipsing my husband, those are two things financially that were blocking me. I didn't want to make them feel bad. And so I didn't want to have more success because if I had more success, what would that mean? That would mean that maybe some very important people in my life, I would be eclipsing and I might be creating some strife in our relationship. And I didn't want that. But the truth is that wasn't aligned with what I want on a bigger, broader scale. And so just know, you have every bit of this power inside of you. I didn't do this podcast episode to make you feel like, oh gosh, I'm doing everything wrong. See, here's the proof. I'm doing everything wrong. No. That wasn't what this was about. I just know that you have all the power already inside you. You have all the ability already inside you. You just have to lean in and lean in every day, not just one day. Not like I woke up and, you know, like you go to the conference and you're so excited because like, man, I know exactly where I'm supposed to be now, exactly what I'm supposed to do. And we do it for a couple of minutes and then we fall off, right? So that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm just talking about laying out some intention for your life and then one little baby step forward. Something that I did for a very long time, and it's a very effective tool, is financially speaking, I would lay out all of my big rocks. So like the big things I wanted to accomplish, owning a home, getting to a certain revenue stream in my business, or making a certain amount of money, whatever that is, right? All these different things. And then I would also set all these teeny tiny goals too. I wanted to put this much money in my account, like not some crazy amount of money. Like I wanted to save $200 that month into my account. I wanted to pay off this debt that I had that was $1,000 or whatever, right? Things that I could accomplish within a matter of months or within the year, right? And I wrote them all down. And then every time I met one of them, I checked it off and I crossed it out so that when I needed proof that I was doing well, that even though the day sucked, my account was lower than I wanted it to be, I misstepped and I did something that was financially stupid, right? At least from my own vantage point, that then I could look back and say, okay, maybe today I didn't do so well. That's all right. What did I do well, right? And that's where thankfulness comes in, right? Physically writing out what you're thankful for. I don't always do the best job at this like I should, but thankfulness is huge. And it changes your brain. It changes your heart. And so writing out those things that you're thankful for. In this season, I've had to really dig deep and think hard about what I'm thankful for, because we live in a world where it seems like nobody's thankful for anything anymore. And the truth is, if you are listening to this and you live on American shores, even if you're not in the best financial position, your credit's shot, your income's not where you want it to be, hear me, you still live in the richest country in the world as far as opportunity goes, money, just so many things. And so I get it. Doesn't feel that way, but think about all the things you can be thankful for. The fact that you have a roof over your head. Maybe you have a car to drive. You have a job. Whatever it is, right? Like, thankfulness. And trust me when I say, when life started lifing a couple of years ago, and we had to move in with my parents and deal with all this financial hardship that all of a sudden cropped up when I felt like we hadn't done everything perfectly, but we'd done most things right. Man, it sucked. It totally sucked. But I had to remind myself of the things that I am really, really thankful for. My daughters, I'm really, really thankful for them. I'm really, really thankful for a family that has supported me. Maybe I don't love every single thing that my parents do. Maybe they do sometimes create some self-doubt in me that I don't love that either. But you know what they did? They allowed me to have a roof over my head in a time and a space that I needed it most. I'm thankful for that. Not everybody would have done that. It's not necessarily their job. And so I wanted to make this episode because as I really sat there yesterday thinking about this, thinking all this through, I just wanted to make sure that people knew that it didn't necessarily have to be some big, complicated thing. That living with intention is simply a decision. It's simply every day you wake up and make the decision again. It's simply making sure that your RAS is tuned in to what it is you really want so that we can start getting you there step by step. And what you're going to find is, if you're looking for it, the thankfulness and the things that you're doing intentionally, holy crap, man, you're going to see your power on display, because so many things are going to start happening and so many doors are going to start opening, but you have to be looking for them. And in order to look for them, you have to be living intentionally, because if they're happening and you aren't intentionally aligning yourself, then what's going to happen is you're going to discount it. Oh, that was just luck. Oh, everybody has that thing happen to them. It's not that big of a deal. That's what's going to happen. As opposed to when you're looking for it, you're like, oh, wow. Holy cow. Look at this cool thing that happened to me. Look at this great, awesome thing that helped me step into myself. And so I know you're right there. You just got to make the intentional aligned choice. So hopefully this episode kind of laid that out for you. gave you some really good tips and tools. If you are looking for something a bit deeper, if you would like something to help you maybe do a little bit of a reset or kind of help you understand, like, man, where am I at? Like, what are my strengths? Like, how do I even start living intentionally that way? We have a whole suite of products, free and paid for, that you can tap through Financial Mastery Simplified. And I'd love for you to come join me on that journey. Like, I'd love for you to at the bare minimum, take the Financial Spirit Animal quiz. See what animal you are. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? How do we lean into those, right? And so I look forward to continuing with you down the path of financial mastery, because that's really what it's all about, is helping you find your mastery one step at a time. I look forward to seeing you again next week on another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified.